to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another Suds segment where we're not obsessed with beer. Like, don't even tell me that we are. Well, I mean, we like to talk about it constantly, and we seek it out everywhere we go, and we wear the clothes of the breweries and the beer. Well, okay, maybe we're slightly obsessed with it.
I like my sexy voice.
There it goes. As Drew is looking at me going, nope, not gonna happen today. So
I'm back.
Okay. Well, I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana, and joining me at this illustrious table today is the cool guys. Good old boy Mike.
Wait, when will the cool guys get to
speak? I'm just going to say Skyline Chili at least 20 times during this episode. So please hold the noodles. Please hold the chili. Just put a couple of things on my plate.
Extra chocolate.
Hint,
correct, right?
Hint. Good old boy Kendall, hello.
It's either here or go riding roller coasters today. So I'm here.
Rocks, paper, scissors.
Chose poorly.
Wow.
You'll probably throw up less here.
I like the word less.
Skyline Chili.
Now, if my eyes are deceiving me, is that, Dave, is that good old boy Drew?
I don't know. It could be a mirage.
Oh.
This is not the Drew you're looking for? This is just a tribute.
And good old boy Dave.
You know, what's funny to me about Ohio is that it's the only place where if someone offers you a three-way, they mean Skyline Chili with spaghetti and cheese.
Well, it depends on if you have a foot in Kentucky at the time that that's made.
Then, you know, then involves
it's
your
questionable
sister.
Exactly what they mean. So
could be your Uncle Daddy.
Yeah. It could be Uncle Daddy.
Oh. Something, something, Burgoo.
Well,
I like how we've lost a certain portion of our core audience within the first 7 minutes.
There's a lot of beer being drank in the Midwest, so we may have shot ourselves in the foot.
Maybe. Okay. Well, good old boy Mike just got back from a road trip, and you know how we all love our road trips. He's going to tell us a bit about it today, including how many more states he's now banned from.
Three and a half.
But while he was away,
once again,
luckily for us, he snagged some beer for us to try. So today we're going to be sampling several beers from Sonder Brewing in Mason, Ohio. Good old boy Dave, were you able to copy and paste the usual from the website?
No. They have a very nice website.
They do.
I will say
it's very nice. Too.
And they have a very extensive about section of the website. You know what it doesn't have? Anything about the brewery. So, yeah. But I did find out that Sonder means Sonder is the realization that each person is uniquely crafted. Which makes me believe that whoever wrote that has never been to Walmart. So, and this beer better be very good because now they're starting out.
I'm
a little
debating
bit.
If this is a display of Dave's, you know, vast intellectual knowledge or the fact that he couldn't figure out how to paste. He got copy, but he couldn't paste. So.
Well, baby steps.
I've played with a lot of paste.
Think it's
eating some.
Correct. Yes. You and Justin both can stand in the corner and go, I like last spring's Elmer's glue.
That's right.
You know. So.
Don't eat the Gorilla Glue. I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Did you know that Sonder also means to probe?
Yeah, that would not work well with the context of beer. So
no, no, it could come up later.
Yeah. So that guy was just trying to saunter that van.
To be continued. Okay. Good old boy, Kendall. Why don't you give us the lineup for today?
My pleasure. The Sonder Brewing beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are You Betcha, a New England IPA, a Kolsch named Voss, the Cato Coffee Blonde Ale with Script Cato Ethiopian Blend, one of the Fresh Pick R&D beers, the Italian Pilsner, and their Nocturnal, a dark lager.
A personal favorite of one good old boy, Kendall.
Yes.
That is.
Yes.
Many of these I've had before. It's a nice list.
Thank you, Kendall. That was awesome. Good old boy, Drew. Why don't you give us the ratings in your best Midwestern Ohio-ish accent?
I'll do my best. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud with my Skyline Chili. 2, was that a belch or is that a pork loin sandwich?
Oh, pork loin sandwich.
3, what a relief. We left Ohio.
Wow.
4, a body should really not make that sound with chocolate in chili.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
5, listen to that hang time. Give me another and go red legs.
I was trying to look up unique foods to
Ohio. Oh, you should look up the Skyline Chili menu. Yeah.
I saw,
and just, you know, the vast array of things that they adulterate chili.
I mean,
with.
I know they like the Buckeye candies, and I know people there like to have French fries in their
gravy.
Oh, I have a story about sweet potatoes. That you're just not going to believe.
I'm not comfortable with you talking about your sweet potatoes, buddy.
Well, okay.
That got weird.
Let's get to it.
What? I thought I'd throw a little context here of our lineup for today. So I was on a road trip. This was kind of towards the end of a month on the road. And I happened to see Kendall's. He took a trip to Pittsburgh and drove back through where his family's from, which is in eastern Ohio.
Oh, man, we've been
ripping. And I saw him drop by Sonder, and I was like, you know, I've had a beer from Sonder, but I had never been to the brewery and really hadn't had the full lineup. And so when we were driving that way, I needed a pit stop.
He means potty break.
And so we needed gas as well. I could have used just a break to get out of the car. And so I saw, wow, Sonder is literally right off the interstate. If you are having to be traveling on I-75 and you're around the Kings Island area, boom, there you are. You can stop right over to Sonder. And we actually were there. It was a festival that weekend that they were having. And
was it the Jam and Fruited Beers Festival?
It was. It was a bunch of live bands, and that had actually, I think, already occurred, or it was about to occur. I can't remember, one or the other. So they had a lot of beers on tap that were for the festival, and they have a pretty long lineup of regular beers.
Yeah, they do. They've got a great list and good variety.
Yeah, and I honestly did not know a whole lot about Sonder other than Kendall said, this place is the bomb. If you're ever out this way, stop. So guess what I did? Followed your advice. So there you have. That is how much thought went into me dropping by Sonder, but I'm really glad. And so they had, I don't want to say about 12 beers on tap, and then they had a R&D series. One of which they packaged and is in the lineup today, which is the blonde coffee. And I'll actually talk about the coffee along with the beer when we get to that beer. But up first is the IPA called
You Betcha.
You Betcha. Gotcha.
Get her done.
It was the first beer that I had in the lineup. I'll let you tell everybody about this one here.
Okay. So 6.5% ABV New England style IPA. It was a 2019 Cincinnati IPA Madness winner. A hoppy, hazy, tropical fruit explosion with a juicy and soft texture, leaving some bitterness behind.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is, wow, this is fruit strike gum.
Mm-hmm. Bubble gum. I was like, what kind of gum is this?
Oh, yeah, all the way.
This very is fruity.
Very fruity. Has that cornucopia, almost the same exact sugars, but incredibly well made.
Yeah, it doesn't have any burn. It's got a nice light feel on the mouth.
It does have a nice light mouthfeel, but it's very... It kind of sits there nice, and the flavors are really kind of rich. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's got a nice creaminess. Everything just lingers, but you don't have any harsh bitterness killing
it. No, there's nothing harsh at all about it, which is really nice.
Feels very Midwestern.
Yeah.
This doesn't taste 6.5 either to me.
Now, Mike, how would you doctor up your Skyline Chili to mesh well with this?
I would probably put the Skyline Chili in my favorite trash can and drink the rest of this beer. That's how I would probably handle the situation. So
that was the correct answer.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I had a lot of hazy IPAs, across the board. And I really thought this was very well made. It was a little different on, because it was so fruit forward, but I thought it was very well balanced, well made.
Always enjoyed this beer when I go there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I would go back. Why. Not only did I like it, I bought a 6-pack of it. So there you go.
Woohoo! Okay, so we are going to rate the You Betcha New England IPA from Sonder a 4.
Good start, Sonder.
Yeah, a really great start. And the thing that I like in this lineup is it's definitely not going to be a one-note wonder. So it's a broad range of beers that they have. And after the break, I'll talk a little bit about the facility itself in the tap room that Kendall and I got to stop by. And maybe some of the colorful personnel there.
Be back shortly.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a brewery takeover, but we're also going to hear about some little tidbits of good old boy Mike's road trip that took him to this brewery, Sonder Brewery, in Mason, Ohio. So the next beer up is going to be the Kolsch. And the Kolsch is a...
Voss.
Yeah. 4.8% ABV. Clean, crisp, and refreshing German-style Kolsch. Light golden color and noble hop character and light floral aroma. This is a 2023 World Beer Cup Gold in the German-style Kolsch category.
Well, they had actually done quite well in a lot of beer competitions, and it was nice that they, threw those up on their menu board that you could see some of those, and it definitely caught my attention that a clean line beer, had done so well. We've been, some of us have been judges for World Beer Cup. It's a good competition and a little different than GABF and some other, beer festivals. But I'm always a good sucker for great clean line beer. This is fantastic. This is a really good Kolsch.
Yeah, I love this beer. Get that nice, clean, almost crackery, grainy flavor to it. Mm. That little bit vague. It says floral, but you don't kind of get any one flower. It's like you just walked into a flower shop.
A little bit of lemon balm. If I had to
fruit,
if I had to pick something.
Oh yeah, little bite there. But it's really great beer.
Yeah, and Kolsch is like scare me because sometimes they're a little too sweet or
this is not
or too dry.
Right.
Yeah. This has great balance.
Yes, it is. But that cracker flavor, like getting a good Kolsch and getting the floral cracker is, that's a sight to behold and taste. And this is impressive. Yeah, this is really impressive. I'm really digging it.
Beer-flavored beer.
Kobe, nice. Dave, what do you think of it?
I think it's nice, but I want to know from Mike, when you were driving through Ohio, did you happen to pass near Dublin, Ohio?
Yeah.
Did you see the field of corn or corn hinge?
Well, we still grow like 400 acres of corn. So, yeah.
You don't grow corn like this corn.
Okay.
It looks like a field full of large corn sculptures.
Oh, no. I know what we're talking about. No, we didn't drive by there. That's a little north of, that's on the north side of Dublin.
You've let me know.
Yeah. All of my family's from Plain City, home of the noodles and mashed potatoes. So, you know.
What?
Yeah, that's right, folks.
What?
Yep, that's correct. If you are not having noodles and mashed potatoes, you know, I'm sorry, you cannot say I have been to Plain City or frankly any Amish country or county in the area. So that is a firm requirement that you must have noodles and mashed potatoes. So
is that like deconstructed pierogi?
I guess so.
Yeah. Essentially.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
So you put down the mashed potatoes first and then
it's all mixed together.
You got to cover.
That's right.
That's
native. Yep.
Ooh.
Textural nightmare.
But it's very appealing to, it just draws you in.
Visually appealing.
Yeah.
Yep. After that moment, you'll walk out with so many different fruit pies you didn't even know existed. All I have to say is rhubarb pie.
What type of noodles are we talking? Are we talking egg noodles?
Yeah, what kind of noodles?
Egg noodles.
What shape?
Yeah, okay, they're egg noodles.
So wide, flat egg noodles and lumpy mashed potatoes?
I guess it takes you closer one with God.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, no, Amish country, maybe not.
No, they got their own potatoes. Yeah, they go real.
You think they put it through a potato ricer, you know, to get that texture just right?
Maybe.
We should probably rate up this Kolsch before we get down this rabbit hole a little too.
Okay.
A little too well. So
I'm going five. I think we're going five on this because this is nice this is exceptional.
Yeah, and it would probably go well with mashed potatoes and noodles. So.
Yeah. It's one of the best we've had as far as Kolsch goes.
All right. Well, so I have another story from Ohio that you should definitely know about. If you had to have sex with a certain part of the van, what part of the van would you pick?
Come again?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what she said.
I know, Dave. You've thought about this long and hard. Yep. I just used the word long, hard, and sex all in the same sentence.
Tailpipe. That's where you got to go, man.
I think we're really shocked. Just, you know. Flabbergasted.
I'm debating if this is a byproduct.
Oh,
of
I thought
our
I thought we were all going to say
the,
which part of the van we would have sex with.
I have no idea what part of the van is appealing.
All right, so this story is from David Moy. It is about Michael William Henson, who was 35 and facing charges of indecency after allegedly having sex with a parked van in Dayton, Ohio. Now, I'm not going to say that I have a lot of family in Dayton, but it happens.
Was the van a standard shift?
I'll let you speculate here through this story. Talk about being up in someone's grill. A man in Dayton, Ohio, is because he had sex with the front grill of a van parked on the street. Officers responding to a call Tuesday found the suspect, 35-year-old Michael Henson, wearing only a pair of black shorts and black shoes. Well, at least he was well coordinated. Henson was taken into custody and put in the back of the squad car while officers spoke to a female witness. Now, did they put the grill in the back seat with him? I mean, was he still physically attached?
Well, did they ask the van if it consented?
Did they have to bring out the jaws of life? An extra strong version of KY jelly or some other personal lube?
Maybe the van was flirting with him or something.
And smokes.
How do you know if the van was asking for it?
She said that.
What was it wearing?
Yeah, exactly. She said that Henson pulled down his shorts and then put his genitals in the front grill of a red van parked on the side of the road.
Okay, so it was a red van.
Yeah.
That means it's a slut.
That changes the nature of the story.
I wonder if the van was wearing one of those car bras. You know,
the suspect passed out.
Or it was just hanging out.
Yeah. Died.
It gets better. He passed out in the front yard near the van, and then the woman called police. Now,
that's messed up.
I just want to know.
I think the van was asking for
it. I just want to know, where was the video? Okay, if you took that long, you know, to call the police, I'm sure there's video involved. So Henson woke up and was walking before police came to the scene. Was he going back to the van or exactly where was he headed? So they questioned him and he appeared to be intoxicated. Cool.
Was it a minivan or full-sized?
I wonder if he's a fan of the show. So police contacted the owner of the van, who allegedly said he was unaware of any incident. Henson was booked for public indecency and taken to Montgomery County Jail, where he remained on a $2,500 bond until his arraignment on Wednesday, according to the
For $2,500, he could have rented a van.
Yeah, I mean, you could have rented your own van. You didn't have to violate somebody else's vehicle. So this is what happens when you eat mashed potatoes and noodles.
I think so.
Yeah.
How do you get that confused with...
Are there t-shirts that are sold in Dayton? Says, I know the dude that screwed the van.
I guarantee there is a van fetish website on the internet right now. I promise you there is.
Don't encourage people to do that. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah. This is, oddly enough, this is not the weirdest story like this we've had on the show.
Oh, this is not even close to the weirdest story.
We had a guy that had sex with a tree a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Maybe they're cousins.
Maybe.
Was it also in Ohio?
No, it was not in Ohio. I think it was Oregon.
Yeah, something like that. I think he was a druid, but whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the line of questioning, with the cop. I'm like, sir, were you having sex with the van? I mean, where do you start?
I think this is the kind of thing that
keeps... Is that sexual assault or trespassing?
I think this is the kind of thing that makes
vandalism.
Police work worth it all. You know, like if you're a cop and you're kind of burned out...
What kind of training videos do you have for that situation?
Sir, step away from the van, please. Okay, no. Step back towards the van, please.
Tommy handled that situation with great care, and we welcome the fact that, he interrogated him properly.
Did they have to offer the van some grief counseling or something like that?
Are they, is the van considered a vehicle or a victim?
Yeah.
Is
there even a law in the books about
public indecency?
It's Ohio. Anything is possible. Obviously, yes, but that is correct. So, yeah. How much Skyline Chili did it consume before this moment?
I'm just trying to think. Does it make a difference if the vehicle is a standard vehicle or one of the new autonomous ones?
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh. Yeah.
What, did he think it was like a Tesla or something? Those new Tesla van truck things? Okay.
Was this Cybertruck?
Was this his first van or is like his fifth van?
Is he a repeat offender?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Do you get points on your license or
does he only go for vans?
What kind of beer was he enjoying? Hopefully it was some of that good Kolsch that we just had. So, yeah. Juliana's beside herself. She doesn't know how to control the cats. I love this.
Yeah.
Wow. Just when you need a cattle prod or a good taser.
I Oh my gosh. I just like, does he go on a list? Like, do all van owners in the area have to be on alert? Like, I don't understand. Okay.
Well, I personally think he would have been welcome at the festival at Sonder, you know, because that would have kicked things up for sure.
He's definitely uniquely crafted.
he's definitely a Sonder, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he likes to probe.
I need to get to a beer now after this. Yeah, I do. Okay, so let's talk about the Cato Coffee Blonde Ale with Script Cato Ethiopian Blend. That sounds kind of cool. 4.8% ABV. It's a crisp and light body blonde ale with a pleasantly delicate coffee backbone. This was a silver medal winner at the 2022 GABF. In the coffee beer category. Okay.
Smells amazing.
So, Mr. Coffee Connoisseur, what do you know about...
The coffee that went with this from Scripps, I believe is what it was. I picked up both the beer and the coffee to enjoy. Super solid Ethiopian that they had with this. It was, you know... Definitely, there are a lot of Ethiopian coffees that are intensely bitter. A lot of people enjoy, you know, Yirgacheffe is a very common region for that people enjoy. But Ethiopia actually has, I think, 6 different regions. But this one was super solid. It was actually a blend, if I remember right, from 2 or 3 different regions of Ethiopia. But I did like the coffee probably better than the beer. But the beer itself, I love the head fake moment, because how many times have we had coffee beers and they usually make it with cocoa nibs and it's usually dark and you're kind of get tuned up going, oh, well, this is just going to be roast upon roast upon roast. Well, this is a blonde ale, so it's a giant head fake moment. And if you've ever had a white stout or a blonde stout, this is probably along some of those lines that you would have with those styles as well. So I love the fact that it just is, again, a giant head fake. You don't know what you're getting into until you get a good sniff of it, and then you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I think it's got a huge, wonderful coffee aroma, but the thing I like them on the kind of on the palate as it fades out, you're not getting a blast of coffee. It's just it's in there. It's subtle. It really works.
It's a blonde beer with coffee.
Yeah, and it's just
the other
smooth.
Way around.
I agree. It's definitely there. Like, you know, obviously you smell it. It's in your face, and you get it on the very front of your palate, and then it does die off, and you're like, wow, this is a just phenomenal beer. Crisp, clean.
I think
coffee.
Blonde ales are a good palate for coffee because it just lets the coffee kind of do what it's going to do.
Yeah. And what I really appreciate about this one is, okay, the aroma, it's like I have a fresh cup of coffee. Like, it's so pure. But then on the palate, I'm not getting any cream. And I'm so appreciative of that because I can't tell you how many like coffee blondes I've had where there's
it's a stout,
so much.
It's a stout.
Yeah,
or, you know,
it's
the
just so sweet
it.
That
yeah.
it, you lose.
Or a porter.
You lose the sense of the roast. But the roast is here like all day long, but it's got a nice finish. And yeah. And for 4.8%, this is a huge amount of flavor.
It feels like this beer was engineered to be a coffee blonde, right? Like it wasn't an afterthought.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way of saying that.
And I love the quality of the base beer itself. This is a good, solid blonde itself, you know.
Which in that sense is like blowing me away.
How many blonde, you know, Belgian blonde styles are overtly sweet, you know, that we've had. And this one has great balance on it, good finish. All into its own. And the coffee hasn't stepped in and said, oh, well, I'm just going to hose that up. It actually has taken and added. It's additive in a good way. So I really like both sides of the coin of this. This is, again, a very well-made beer. I think, I don't know how many batches they went through to get to this point, but whatever they did, it's working for
sure. Yeah, this is a team player right here. This is a hockey team in the making.
I am.
Just saying.
Yes, but which hockey team?
Yeah, not the Blackhawks.
Not the Blackhawks.
Or the Blue.
That's correct.
The Blue Jackets.
Did I just hear your tattoo fade a little bit right then, Juliana?
You know what? We're on the way up.